We continue with the lighting of the third candle. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Thou hast multiplied the nation and increased their joy. Christ has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, shattering the yoke of sin that burdened us. Let us pray. Almighty God, you give strength to the weary and pronounce blessings on those who mourn. You have sent us a Savior. You have made us your people. Fill our hearts with joy that flows from the forgiveness of our sins, joy powered by the resurrection of our living Savior, that we may shine like the stars of the heavens, bringing glory to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Behold, the King cometh. O come, let us worship him.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Behold, the King cometh. O come, let us worship him. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Old Testament lesson for this third Sunday in Advent is written in the 40th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, beginning at the first verse. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry! And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the godliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord your God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with the young. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in the fourth chapter of the first epistle to the Corinthians, beginning at the first verse. Brothers, let a man think of us as Christ's servants, the stewards of God's mysteries. Here, moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by man's judgment. Yes, I don't judge my own self, for I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each man will get his praise from God. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Alleluia, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Now, when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you he who comes, or should we look for another? Jesus answered them, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is he who finds no occasion for stumbling in me. As these went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Amen, I tell you, among those who are born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptizer. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Here ends the gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. In his days shall Judah be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. There are two main themes that run through our gospel this morning. That is, to hear and to see, two very basic things, to hear and to see, yet two very important things, because if we lose our hearing or sight, we become distressed. Our lives change radically. Most of our technologies, notice they revolve around these two senses. There are glasses, microscopes, telescopes, electricity and light bulbs, so you can see what couldn't be seen before. There are microphones, hearing aids, headphones, the volume button on the remote that my wife hates, to hear what couldn't be heard. The most advanced technology is to help hear and see what we otherwise couldn't. Sounds and images. There's other technologies too. Sounds and images on the computer and phone bring us sights and sounds that we normally wouldn't hear. Cochlear implants are a new technology that allow people to hear that couldn't before. Virtual reality is all about what you can see and hear around you that isn't actually there. It's all about hearing and seeing. And we see these themes in the first couple of verses of the gospel. Look at verses 2 and 3. When John heard in prison where it's dark, when he heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Again, John is in a dark prison. He couldn't see, but he could hear about Christ's deeds. So he sends a word to be heard by Christ. Are you the one to come, or should we look for another? John could hear. He couldn't see. And hearing, he wanted to see. He desired to see. He wanted to have the darkness around him illumined, lightened up. And notice our Lord's response to John's disciples. He says, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." Our Lord knows John is blind in the darkness there. That's not to say John was without faith. For whatever reason, John asked this question of our Lord. We don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter today. But he asked this question. And we know he had faith because of how John lived and how he preached. John had faith, but currently he could not see. And knowing this, what our Lord does is interesting. What our Lord doesn't do is go to John and then in front of John do all these miracles of giving sight to the blind, giving walking to the lame, giving hearing to the deaf, and so forth. He doesn't go and show John all that. Instead, our Lord sends John's disciples back with a message of what they see and hear. That message is that the blind receive their sight and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them. And that's what John gets. That's all he gets is a message, more things to hear. He hears this report from his disciples of what they heard and saw, but he remains in the dark prison. And most of us know how John's story ends. He never gets to leave the dark prison to see anything else again. Instead, in that dark prison, his journey there ends with a blade to the neck. Never to see again in this life, but always to hear that message from Christ over and over again in his ears and in his head. But after that, after Jesus sends John's disciples back, he continues with the theme of sight. And he asks the crowds about John. He says, "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? a reed shaken by the wind. What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. That's the question. What did you go out to see? And our Lord stresses the obvious answer to the question. They went out to see a prophet. But with John, I'm not sure what they were expecting to see. He was perhaps a big man, a rough man, rough-looking man, who wore a garment of camel's hair, a leather belt, whose plates of food were locusts and wild honey. Maybe if you went out to see John, you'd also see a few baptisms. And to be fair, it would have been a pretty wild sight to see a man like that baptizing all those people. But after you'd seen it once or twice, so what? If you just came to see John, it'd get boring after a bit. But these people went repeatedly out to him. So that our Lord asked the people what they went out to see is interesting, because people didn't keep coming out to the wilderness to see John, but to hear him. More than what he looked like, John was known for what people heard from him, what they heard him preach. They came out to hear him proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." So yeah, they went out to see a prophet, but more than a prophet. They went out to hear him preach, "Repent." They didn't go out to see miracles. As far as we know, John didn't perform miracles. They didn't go out to see a coat of camel's hair. They didn't go out to see a show. John didn't put on a show. They went out to hear. And then hearing, they would repent. And repenting, they would be baptized. That's what they went out for. And in a way, we're like John as well. We want to see. We want to see the blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead raised. Because we think, and whether John thought this or not, I don't know, but I think we think this, that if we could see all this, then we'd be more ready to hear. And if the public could see all this, we think they'd be more ready to hear. We think there'd be more evangelism if they could see first. Think about it. Imagine it. If a blind man was suddenly made to see right before you, do you think people would be more willing to listen? If a body was raised from the casket at a funeral, do you think people would be giving more attention with their ears? Because look at us. We are the ones, as a group, we can't see or hear. With each passing year, seeing and hearing become more difficult. We're also lame and lepers, not in a literal sense at least, but we have many sicknesses, many and various different sicknesses, and those sicknesses remind us that we will one day die. We live in a world that is dark. At times it's distressing. We have the darkness of sin all around us, the darkness of death all around us, just as John had it around him. That is why we want to see that we will be healed and raised again. That's why thousands of people probably still go to see Benny Hinn after he's been around for 40 years, because they want to see before they hear. But that's not how God works. Notice what our Lord tells John's disciples. Notice the order he puts this in. He tells them, go and tell John first what you hear and then what you see. And really, look at what Jesus quotes from the Old Testament about John. It's the same way. In the Old Testament about John, it says, "Behold, I will send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you." First is sent the messenger. The messenger with the message, John the Baptist, before the face of Christ can be seen. And the messenger prepares for the face of Christ to be seen by the people. He prepares for the face of Christ to be seen, not by being seen himself, but by making the people first hear, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." The people are prepared by what they hear. And this is how it was for John. Notice, first he heard the word from his disciples of what they had heard and seen. Then what do you think happened after the blade hit his neck? That's when he saw. He saw after this life what he had prepared for, but not before hearing it. And that's how it was for the people 2,000 years ago. First, they heard the word from John the Baptist, repent. Then they saw. They saw Christ among the people, Christ performing miracles, Christ going to Jerusalem, Christ being nailed to the cross, breathing his last, Christ being risen again and ascending to heaven. The people came out to see more than a prophet. And hearing John, first hearing John, then they saw more than a prophet. They saw the Christ. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And then after faith is sight. That's why Christ warns. He doesn't warn just John, he warns all of us. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me. That is, blessed is the one who can hear and does hear. Because without hearing, there is no preparation. There is no repentance. There is no faith as our Lord comes. Blessed is the one who hears, because then they will see. What Christ is saying to you today is something like this. What did you come out here this Sunday morning to see? You yourselves came to see more than a man dressed in camel's hair. You yourselves came out to see more than a 40-something bald man with a white alb. You came to see more than a prophet and more than a pastor. And if you want to see more than a prophet, which is what you came to see, then listen. What does Christ want you to hear from his messengers? Just this message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is how God prepared the way for Christ's first advent, with that message. Listen to my messengers, they'll tell you to repent. And this is how God is preparing the way for Christ's constant advent at this altar. The message is always, listen, repent, be baptized. And this is how God is preparing the way for Christ's final advent, with the message, listen, repent, take, eat, and take, drink. Listen, repent. That is how his way is prepared. And it's not about God's messengers themselves. Because every messenger from God must expect to decrease so Christ can increase. Every messenger ought to expect to see the darkness and the dark blade like John the Baptist. No, it's about the message that God gives them to bring. A message which is meant to be heard, which brings repentance and faith, which results in sight, seeing Christ crucified. And notice in the collect this morning, in what we prayed, we turned this message of hear then see back to our Lord. The message of hear and see we heard. Now we pray this back to our Lord. We pray, Lord, we beseech you, give ear, hear our prayers, and lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. As if we were to say, Lord, we have heard you. Now also hear us. Hear our pleas from your people who are surrounded by darkness and blindness and lameness and illness and deafness and death. Hear us and come to us and illuminate us with your visitation, so we may be healed as well by your word, and so we may see you in your coming to us. That's what we're praying. And my brothers, just as today you have heard this message from Jesus, so also we believe. And believing, our Lord is about to graciously visit us in his flesh and blood here at this altar. In just a little bit, he's going to answer your prayer and be here in the flesh and blood. And that's his message. Listen, repent, take, eat, take, drink. Because our Lord will be here for us to see on this altar and when he returns for the last time. And to be ready, we listen and repent. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. O Lord, hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Vouchsafe, O Lord, this day, to keep us without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us, as our trust is in thee. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Lord, we beseech you, give ear to our prayers and lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. And we beseech you so to implant your word in us that, in good and honest hearts, we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith by patient continuance and well-doing. Most heartily, we beseech you so to rule and govern your Church Catholic, with all her pastors and ministers, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, whereby faith toward you may be strengthened, love and charity increased in us toward all mankind, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people, and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to Joseph, our president, the Congress of these United States, Kim, our governor, the legislature of this state, and to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after your good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness, and to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. May it please you also to turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their enmity and hostilities, and be inclined to walk with us in meekness and in peace. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for your name's sake, comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will. Especially do we pray for those that we name in our hearts at this time. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and manifold punishments, yet we entreat you, O most merciful Father, remember not the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions, but out of your unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger of body and soul. Preserve us from false and pernicious doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. And in every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all men, and especially of them that believe. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with your blessing. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring before you. For by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. As we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour shall come, support us by your power and receive us into your everlasting kingdom. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech thee to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please thee. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and our souls and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.